Well, mass health is a continuing issue for us to deal with, and working with the governor who made a proposal in his budget submission, we're trying to get a handle on the growing enrollment, which really cuts into what we're able to do in other areas of the budget, because a significant amount of the new revenue available to us in this fiscal year and the past recent fiscal years is going towards a growing mass health budget. So it's now 42% of the budget overall that is spent on mass health and health care. And that really squeezes out investments we can make in education and transportation and the environment and other priorities as well. So what we've tried to do is stem the migration, if you will, of people from private insurers into the public mass health plan. And we've tried to figure out why that's happened. It's accelerated in recent years, and it seems to have been because of the fact that we had to come into compliance with requirements of the Affordable Care Act at the federal level. Prior to that, of course, we had our own Massachusetts plan, which was a precursor to the Affordable Care Act, where if you were working and your employer provided insurance, you were not allowed to go onto MassHealth. That changed when we had to come into compliance with the ACA. And what we've seen is some migration of people out of their private employer-provided insurance plans and into MassHealth. That presents a growing problem for us. We're glad that people still have insurance, but we want to make sure if it's available to people through their own employer that they're not utilizing the public MassHealth plan. So we are addressing it with some additional money, but we're also directing the administration to go through a process working with the employer community who really, you know, does not want an increased assessment to pay for this cost to work out a way to do that. We currently judge it at about $180 million in the budget. I think earlier in January, the governor thought it was worth about $300 million. So we're going to continue to work with the administration on that, as well as work on making sure that everyone who's on MassHealth is indeed eligible to be on it.
These employer assessments that you mentioned, they are controversial. Obviously, the governor, I believe, had a proposal that would have assessed employers roughly $2,000 an employee, correct, if they did not offer health insurance?
Yep.
And what does the House version come in at?
So the House does not prescribe an assessment such as the governor did of $2,000. But what we've directed the administration to do is to take a current look at what the population on MassHealth is, how they've migrated from private insurance to public insurance, figure out ways to get back on that, to perhaps have an employer assessment that is not the same as the $2,000 per employee that the governor proposed. I think one thing we need to realize is that many people work part-time. They might be on a spouse or partner's health insurance, and that seems to be causing some difficulty and uncertainty in the mass health enrollment. So we want to look at that, but we're also directing the governor to look to amend our Medicaid waiver. That's the agreement we have with the federal government that allows us to run our health care program and mass health, the expanded mass health program, the way it is. But we want him to get the waiver adjusted with the federal government so that this is no longer allowed, that if you are working for a business that offers health insurance, that you can take that insurance and be covered, but you would not be allowed to go on to the mass health system. So it would be a return to the way it was from about 2007 when we had what's often called Romney Care and then what we had when we had to shift to Obamacare around 2013. So we want to return to that, and I think if we were able to do so, this category of citizens who are on mass health may go back to their employer coverage, and we would be able to address this part of the budget.
What are some of the other highlights in the House budget, and how does it differ from what the governor proposed back in January?
Well, I think we make an investment in local education, Chapter 70, that's higher than the governor's proposal. It's at a historic high now, and we're recommending $30 per pupil for every school district in the state. We also, I think, have a greater investment in substance abuse programs, as well as some developmental disability programs, particularly the Turning 22 program, which we have funding in there to allow for nearly 1,000 new participants in that program. And in addition, we're looking at local aid being the same, the unrestricted government local aid that the governor had proposed in House 1, again, at a historic high right now. So I know local government seems to be very pleased with what we've done in the House budget.
And funding for the for higher education, and particularly the University of Massachusetts system?
Higher education is increased. The amounts are more modest. You know, over the last few years, we've increased funding to the UMass system by about $95 million. This year, it's a little over $5 million increase. It's certainly not as large as they have hoped or requested, but it's what we're able to afford in this budget right now. We continue to see higher education as an area in need of additional funds and growth to meet the needs of students. And so we are increasing all sectors, community colleges, state universities, and the UMass system.
And no new taxes, correct?
That's correct. There are no new broad-based taxes of any kind in this. We, once again, are putting a budget out that's balanced, that is within our projected revenues and living within our means. We're not proposing any tax increases in this budget.
What's the schedule for taking this up now by the full House voting on it?
Right now, members of the House are filing amendments to the budget through Thursday of this week, and then we'll analyze all of those budget amendments over the following week. Likely, we'll have somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 amendments, if history is any indicator. And then we'll begin debating the budget in the House floor on Monday, the 24th of April, and continue until we're finished. It probably takes up most of that week.